Welcome to the Intellect International Sound Series. The purpose of these audio discourses are to encourage sound thinking on a wide range of issues. The objective is balance in our thoughts. The title of this discourse is Lewd Logic. In the first instance, this discourse is a response to concerns expressed by Barbadian church leaders and other thinking citizens about the current trend of lewd and excessive behavior during our national festivals and other occasions of merriment. However, the following views are relevant to all Caribbean people because the buttocks-centered style of dance that Barbadians call "walking up" and the clerical criticism this dance attracts are age-old recurring features across the Caribbean region and beyond. I should also say that while this publication focuses mainly on the attitude of clerics and church-going or pew people to walking up, I am aware that there are persons who may not necessarily be considered religious who have a similar distaste for or judgmental attitude toward the dance that is so dear to Caribbean people. I hope that whatever the listener's preference for dancing is, this discussion will broaden your understanding of what constitutes or goes into walking up, and that you will have a better grounded and more rounded idea of the issues involved. I hope that you will see more clearly what the suggestive body language Barbadians call walking up and the extremes to which Caribbean people sometimes take this kind of dancing can mean. The reader is also asked to note that this discourse is intended to be one of several measures which Intellect International is taking in an attempt to promote sensible thinking on this subject. I focus on the clergy here, but I also intend to look at the role of formal educators, musicians, the media, business people, politicians, and others who have a special stake in this aspect of Caribbean culture, or who somehow influence our ideas about it. I have given religious leaders pride of place because of their well-known prominence as critics of walking up, as guides identifying what is good, noble, and praiseworthy in society, and as guardians preserving the same. Lamentably, some clerics seem to be just playing a part. It seems to be a game for them. Barbadian Calypsonian Red Plastic Bag would say they are playing the mass. Finally, being ever mindful of the subjectivity of words and how they may be misunderstood, let me say that this discourse is intended to promote tolerance and goodwill. If the reader perceives my words in any other way, I beg your pardon. One or both of us has erred. Fortunately, we can give the matter more thought. Clergy's contradiction. I believe the clerics and other thinking people of Barbados are correct in criticizing the current tendency toward excessive behavior in this society, and especially the excessive walking up that occurs during our national festivals. However, I also believe that these moral-minded people are not helping the situation when the language and spirit of their criticisms are also excessive and betray an underlying intellectual shallowness and slackness, which is akin to the very behavior they criticize. Excessive, superficial, and reactionary criticism will only fan the flames of the walking up debate. This kind of criticism pours fuel on contentious issues and is accelerating the problem of moral confusion and the decline of values in Barbados. It is short-sighted and solves little or nothing. The insidious intellectual obscenities that underlie such verbal excesses, especially the hollow, holier-than-thou rhetoric are even more menacing than excessive waking up, because they are not easily recognized for what they are. What is needed is a more radical, simultaneously analytical and holistic investigation of the issues, and a sensible, systematic, and sustainable approach to dealing with them. Unfortunately, many of our religious leaders and pew people seem incapable of rising above lewd logic. Some religious leaders demonstrate an intense fondness for intellectual indecency, obscene orthodoxy, and disgraceful dogmatism. A fondness that seems just as passionate as the revulsion they express for the obscene acts of some revelers during Barbados's annual conga line and kwapova festivals. Actually, I have a suspicion that some of our religious critics look forward to Barbados's annual national festivals and the ensuing obvious obscenities because the controversy and publicity that are associated with these events provide them with an easy annual public platform and opportunity to say, "I told you so." They look forward to these predictable opportunities to legitimize and publicize what may otherwise be seen as myopic missionary ambitions. Please be clear, I am not knocking all evangelical or missionary efforts. I have a number of very dear friends and loved ones among the evangelical community, and I am firmly persuaded that the vast majority of these people believe firmly in what they are doing and that they mean well. I simply have very little patience with that brand of evangelicalism which characteristically demonstrates scandalous superficiality and selectivity in its public expressions. Those who engineer the expression of such partiality and pettiness are just as thoughtless and irresponsible as some politicians and journalists who exploit popular sentiment. Surely some of our pastors, priests, and pew people must be aware that there are deeper social sins underlying Barbadians' apparent acceptance of degrading behavior. Surely it must have occurred to some of them that obvious acts of lewdness are part of a continuum of excessive forms of expression, and that such excesses are related to the materialism, greed, selfishness, indiscipline, insensitivity, and violence that is so deeply entrenched in the psyche of this former slave and colonial society. This society, with its history and tradition of political, economic, and religious exploitation, manipulation, oppression, and or repression. Surely some of our clerics must sense the spirit of protest and rebellion against established authority, including their own, that underlies much of the excessive behavior being displayed at festive and other social activities. Have any of our clerics seriously considered the possibility that their own shortcomings, their own oppressive, repressive, manipulative, and/or exploitive behavior and practices may have somehow prompted or reinforced the prevailing tide of protest and rebellion? Are any of them taking practical steps to make up for such shortcomings? Do our clerics imagine that they are immune to, above, and/or untouched by the chronic conceptual shortcomings of Barbados's socio-historical evolution? Do they really believe it is possible to effectively treat the problem of vulgarity during our national festivals and other social excesses without looking at the deeper and wider historical and social issues